Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, we're now into the second hour. Oh, and I forgot to ask, did we get Paul Watson? Yeah, we're gonna call him and get him on. He's coming up to give us just a whole plethora of news and the news updates to talk about the latest on the indictments. Are they going to be handed down today? Or are they going to be handed down later? But let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles. Charles, where are you calling us from?
Hi, this is Charles from California.
Welcome, Charles.
I haven't talked to you for a while, but still listen to you. I wanted to tell you about this. You know Sorcia Fall, right?
No, I don't.
She has that website, whatdoesitmean.com. She's like that Russian lady that has pretty good news. She's got an article in there today saying there's 150,000 NATO troops on standby to come and enforce this new vaccination for the bird flu, and it's from November through January. They're on standby, and they're doing a thing in New Hampshire, which is a test run. 5,000 people will be inoculated per day. I sent you the article at your tips.
Well, I'll definitely check it out. Well, I know they've set the precedent of Mexican and Dutch NATO troops. The Dutch were part of NATO. Delegation.
Can you imagine 150,000 troops here? That's scary.
But we've got to accept the foreign troops because they're helping give us the shot to keep us safe.
And it says the vaccine, they don't even know what it should be because it hasn't crossed to the human side, but yet they've got it ready to give to everybody, and they're going to start in New Hampshire. You can look at the MSNBC. It's on the website there, too. That's where I got it from.
Also, well, you know, that's more common sense. They admit that this vaccine doesn't even protect you from the current bird flu or what it's going to mutate to. They admit it will not even help you. Oh, but we've got to give you a shot of it. I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
And they say they have quarantine areas ready to set up and everything. I mean, there's nothing even going on. This is getting really scary, in my opinion.
Well, you know, we got to have martial law because of the terrorists. We got to have martial law because of the hurricane. We got to have martial law because of the bird flu. Well, Ron Paul said it. This is a smokescreen for martial law and to get our guns and to set the precedent. And I've seen UN generals on Nightline. I've read it in print where our own generals have said we will, quote, use foreign assets if we're tied down in the foreign war on terror.
Well, 150,000 troops is a lot of people in this country.
Yeah, but 150,000 troops, you know, couldn't police Texas. I mean, there's 20,000, troops in one neighborhood of Baghdad, and they can't patrol or protect that. There's 22 million people in Iraq, and that's how many there are in Texas, roughly, and 150,000 troops can't do anything there. So
the last thing I wanted to say real quick was I was at a gun store yesterday in Santa Maria, and the owner, I was saying, well, you know, I was asking him about how many hoops you have to jump through to get a revolver and all this stuff, and he was saying, you know, blah, blah, you have to do this and that. And I said, well, you know, the UN is really after our guns. I started telling him about the UN and George Bush and their agenda, and he was going, oh, no, George Bush is pro-gun. Oh, no, you're a kook. And he was saying, oh, no, we've got the Second Amendment to protect us. And I was saying, yeah, it's true. They want to get our guns. And he was a gun owner, and he was acting, I mean, a store owner. He was acting like I was crazy telling him this stuff.
Well, I appreciate your call. No, that guy's par for the course. Bush says he wants to sign the assault weapons ban. I've got an email saying I'm a liar. Doesn't matter. Bush says it on TV. He appoints all these anti-gun judges. They love it. East for blanket amnesty, they love it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Paul Watson coming up.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to be taking your calls throughout this hour. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson. He's the webmaster over at PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv does a great job analyzing the news for us every single week, and he writes a lot of original articles for the websites, as does his brother, Steve Watson. Paul, good to have you on with us.
Good to be back, Alex.
There's a lot of news floating around right now. What are some of the top stories you want to talk about in the next 52 minutes?
Obviously, the indictments. Is it a real issue or is it just the latest distraction? How it ties into these reports, which included one out of the New York Daily News yesterday, of Bush apparently flipping out and going insane. What are the reasons behind that? And then I want to do a kind of a roundup of the bird flu paranoia, why it's been made into such an obviously paramount agenda on the part of the globalists, and whatever callers want to bring up.
We'll also jam some calls in, as Paul just said. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Here's the headline out of the Washington Post. Bush aides brace for charges. Grand jury may... That's a key word, may hear counts in leak case today. And then the Financial Times of London says it will happen. CIA leak charges set to be handed out. And it goes on to say that they are going to be handed out today from their sources. Paul, Give us your take on what's happening with the indictments.
Well, from my standpoint, it's kind of like the phony left wing's Monica Lewinsky. The indictments, according to some people, are going to come down tomorrow because the lawyers involved in the case have booked an extra day in their hotels in Washington, so that's what some of the insiders are saying. What I've noticed that is interesting is we, again, have this kind of lunatic internet fringe who seize on stories and then blow them out of all proportion. In the case of this indictment story, to a level that it's clearly never going to reach. These same sources are telling us that 28 indictments have already been handed down, that Bush and Cheney are amongst them, and that Bush, in fact, ordered Fitzgerald to be arrested, which is obviously a twisted leap of logic, because, you know, if Fitzgerald has the gusto to hand out 28 indictments, including one against the president and vice president, then surely he'd be screaming bloody murder if, you know, they then tried to have him arrested. So, I mean, why are these individuals putting out this garbage on a continuous basis? It can't be to get attention, to get hits to their websites, because it doesn't seem to be working. It seems to be intentionally done to kind of muddy the waters. We've come out with our work, and we get the recognition for it, the credibility for it, because it's backed up. I mean, we say the government's carrying out terror scripts and fake alerts, and then we have numerous credible people, you know, who've worked in and out of government to come forward and either say the same thing or not disagree, you know, entertain the possibility of it. And they've all been on your show, McGovern, Shayla, Galloway, Scott Ritter, just a couple of days ago, and others in the past, like Von Bulow. So it's kind of like the Barbara Olsen story. The so-called Flight 77 crash victim that supposedly is now alive again. So when you have these people feeding this into the alternative news genre, it just makes us all look idiots, because obviously one of the main establishment media attack arms is guilt by association.
Well, we have a rule that we only expose other patriots or, quote, truth-tellers if it's becoming so damaging we have to the movement. And it really is getting ridiculous. I mean, this fits the M.O. of being done on purpose to just sound totally ridiculous.
Well, we only go on what we can prove. Can we prove that, you know, Bush is starting to feel the heat? Is he flipping out? No doubt about it. I mean, New York Daily News were only the one in a long line of people to pick up on that yesterday. Yeah, I pointed it out, we pointed it out a year ago during the presidential debates with Bush making these outlandish facial expressions. You know, something was seriously amiss.
By the way, Paul, have you done that article yet?
It's in the process of being done today. It'll probably be done by the time I get off the air.
Good.
But the question is that Bush flipping out story solely related to the indictment story? I don't think so. I mean, you've got a weight of burden on Bush's conscience that is heavier than a herd of elephants, and it's cumulative. You know, that's why Bush doesn't attend any of the funerals of the dead soldiers. He can't handle the responsibility because he isn't intelligent enough to convince himself of you know, this greater universal cause idea that the top globalists like Rove try to fool themselves with. So, according to New York Daily News, Capitol Hill Blue, Bush is apparently storming around swearing at people and flipping out. I think partly due to the arrogance of power, which comes with, you know, having a lame duck term and everything, and partly due to the burden on his conscience. But I don't think it's directly related to the indictment story, because I think that's a misdirection.
Well, he was flipping out a year ago. Well,
yeah.
I'm sure the whole indictment thing is the log that's breaking the camel's back. I mean, I do think it ties into it. But regardless, we saw indictments back during Iran-Contra. And that's where I think this is going. This could end in a Nixonian resignation by Bush. But regardless, they're just puppets in the final equation, Paul.
Well, yes, Watergate didn't stop the New World Order. Iran-Contra didn't. You got the possibility of Libby and Rove being indicted. You know, they'll probably burn Libby. Rove will get a slap on the wrist. That's nothing, really. You know, Hitler said the bigger the line, more people likely to believe it. So we have an entire administration provably lying to start a war that's now killed 2,000 American troops. God knows how many Iraqis, 100,000 plus at least. you know, trillions missing from the Pentagon, scripting fake news broadcasts on a regular basis, implementing a worldwide torture program, opening the borders, demonizing those who would try to defend them. I mean, these issues are bigger than what, when it boils down to it, is a serious matter, but it's just an act of petty vengeance on the part of Karl Rove leaking a CIA agent's name. It's a serious matter, but when you compare it to these other worldwide policies that they've instituted, it's really nothing.
Well, they have to burn him on something petty because that can be isolated to just the White House. If they try to get into China Gate or Terror Gate or Open Border Gate or Gun Control Gate or Bid Rigging Gate or War Profiteering Gate or Enron Gate or Gay Porn Star in the White House Gate, I mean, if they were to go into any of those big scandals, that will touch thousands of elitists. But if you keep it isolated to cigars and dresses and lying under oath, then you can isolate it.
Well, exactly. It's a limited hangout. Some people would say, why complain if, you know, if we get them on a lesser charge, then we still get them. But, I mean, who exactly are we getting? You know, did Monica Lewinsky stop the New World Order? No. I'm not being defeatist in saying that. I mean, we've had an impact.
No, we need to assess our enemy. I mean, if we put all of our firepower in the info war into smashing a decoy, meanwhile the enemy does a pincer movement around us from both sides, I mean, the whole agenda's going forward. We need to be talking about toll roads, transponders, cancer viruses and vaccines, open borders, gun control, UNESCO, Agenda 21, Free Trade Area of the Americas, Lord Rothschild in London, the Oppenheimers, the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, the Rockefellers.
Yeah, everybody's talking about bird flu. Everybody you talk to who has no interest in news or politics is talking about bird flu. We'll get onto that later, but I mean, just as the right was obsessed about Clinton and Lewinsky while Clinton was selling the country out to China, you know, and carrying out political assassinations like Ron Brown, it's the left's distraction. You know, if it spirals down and brings that down the entire corrupt system, then I'll gladly come on and say I was wrong, but I just don't see anything of that nature happening.
Well, we know this. Again, the globalists will create this smoke screen while the whole agenda moves forward. They know there's massive resistance brewing to the whole agenda. And so, yeah, it's always the new diversion. Oh, this girl's been kidnapped down in Aruba. Oh, the hurricane. Oh, you know, the war. Oh, and they just move. The bird flu. Oh, SARS is sure to kill a billion people. And they just move on to the next issue, and people can't ever focus in on the real issues.
Well, no, the real issues only emerge decades later. Throughout history, regimes have been judged on instances, policies, which only came out decades later, which nobody really knew or people knew about but didn't care about at the time. So, I mean, if you've got the left wing up in arms about this, you've got the establishment media on it every single day, then I don't see it as being a real issue because that's not their playbook. That's not how they do things.
Well, exactly. We can't wait 30-something years to have an admiral on to say that he got the call from LBJ that they wanted to sink the ship with our troops to blame it on Egypt. We can't wait 30-something years to have LBJ's personal lawyer on to say LBJ told me he killed Kennedy. We can't wait 30 years to have LBJ's mistress on to say that he said he killed Kennedy. You know, I mean, all this stuff comes out, the LBJ tape 30-something years later, but the Gulf of Tonkin, actually 40 years later, never happened. Never happened. But again, we cannot wait 30 years for the Operation Northwoods to come out, Paul.
Well, no, but it's never going to be in the history books because the history books are taken from the official explanation of any event that happened at the time, and that becomes ensconced. It becomes a concrete explanation for any event. That's how they do things. That's why immediately after an event like 9/11, they find a scapegoat straight away, and that becomes the official version. And that's how history judges it, and only later on does it come out that that's entirely false. So,
well, let's talk about bird flu hysteria. Bird flu hysteria that a lot of good patriots have jumped on the bandwagon with. And I'm not saying don't get prepared, folks, but, you know, we got to have credibility here. We can't be like the government saying it's going to happen. Because, watch, it's not going to happen.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water. But without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole foods. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Jim and Jeff and Dave and Jeff and John and many others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Paul Watson, I'm not trying to toot our own horn, but some of the reports we've done on this broadcast and the resulting news articles we put out about those interviews, which I like these type of interviews. This isn't like an interview where the reporter does it behind closed doors and you don't know if their notes are right or you don't know if they're making stuff up. I mean, most of the articles that we put together, Paul and I, are from interviews on this radio show. So you hear them, you know, saying, and then we post the audio right alongside it, and we post large sections or transcripts of it. But to have the head general over the camps come on the air and say the orders for torture came right from the top, Now, we already knew that, but here she is saying it, to have Scott Ritter saying the government may carry out terror attacks, to have Ron Paul saying George Bush may want martial law and to get our guns. I mean, they saying it's probably going to happen. I mean, so that's just the last few weeks. So many prominent people are getting more and more radical. I mean, they're telling everybody what I guarantee you they're not stupid folks. They knew a year ago. Now they're going public, Paul.
Well, yeah, you had Cynthia McKinney in 2002. Absolutely lambasted. The media tried to attack her credibility, her reputation. Basically, she got run out of office to saying President Bush may have had foreknowledge of 9/11, which, of course, that was, again, a limited hangout. But just the reaction that she got shows us how much the sands have shifted, and now the political climate is so that basically everybody you have on the air that was either in government or still is in some cases, David Shaler, former MI5, people like that.
Well, I mean, Ray McGovern was number five in the CIA, the chief briefer for Ronald Reagan and George Bush, 41. I mean, he's very circumscript and very conservative. And, I mean, he's saying, yeah, I mean, without me prompting him, he says the threat is that they may carry out some event.
Yeah, he said if there's a big explosion, then don't trust the political masters. Don't believe who's responsible from just them telling you. And he was well aware of the people who were in control of the policy now, because he called them the crazies back when he worked for Bush 41, when they were just coming into prominence. So when you got people like that, people like David Shaler, basically it is unsolicited, because you ask them, they've got every right to say, no, I don't agree that the government's scripting terror alerts, which is now basically public, that the government's, if there's a new attack, then the first people we should look at would be the government. They either agree with it or say it completely of their own accord. Compare that to the atmosphere right after 9/11, where, you know, even Dan Rather compared it to metaphorically putting a tire around your neck if you even criticise the administration. Just look how far that shifted over the past 4 years. It's amazing to see, and the internet's been forefront of
it. But the globalists are masters then, after their puppet, their little voodoo doll, has gotten dented and taken everybody's angst. They just remove the little shill, or the sin eater, as they were called 300 years ago in England. When somebody died, you would hire a sin eater to put a piece of bread on their chest, and then the sin eater would eat it. And it's superstition, but I use that as the analogy. Bush takes all the blame when he literally takes a two-hour nap, works out for 3 hours, hangs out with his special friends that drop by. His little friends he spends a lot of time with, like Mr. Jeff Gannon. I mean, he's not running anything. And then meanwhile, he's like, oh, we're really, you know, going. Again, this is meant to deflect and absorb all of that. And then they just put somebody else in, and then it takes us another 5 years to wake everybody up, and oops, they put another puppet in. I mean, I'm ready for when they get a Democrat in office, we'll be getting criticized by websites that used to be on our side, going, hey, Alex Jones and Paul Watson, they're out of control over there. They're you know, they're criticizing Hillary. She's a great leader. And suddenly conservatives won't like the open borders and the gun control. It's just sick.
Boy, I mean, Bush is a puppet. He had to ask Condoleezza Rice permission to go to the toilet at a UN Security Council meeting. How more obvious does it need to get? Any public speech, he has to have a box in the back of his jacket with a wire going to his ear telling him what to say. Any unscripted press conference, he can't perform, he can't do it, because he hasn't got an original thought in his head. He hasn't been trained very well, so the fact that he's...
Well, to be honest, he's very cunning and hateful and sneaky and arrogant and smiley-faced, but they're telling him that economies and everything rides on what he says, so he's got to be careful. So he's constantly trying to remember his lines. So he'll just say like one phrase and repeat it five times, and they'll go, hold on, I'm waiting. Oh, that's the line, thank you. And then he'll just keep talking.
Well, yeah, and all his advisors around him are telling him that everything's great. He doesn't read any newspapers, admittedly. So if they're telling him that the picture's rosy and they create their own reality, as Karl Rove said, then that's what he's going to believe. That's why he seems arrogant.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
We can't back down. All right, let's simplify this. And we're going to get into bird flu and take your calls. A couple other issues, too. It's simple. Trillions and trillions of dollars in oil and consolidation and weapon sales in everything right now, as economic war is waged against us by the multinational corporations. They're using China, India, Latin America to leverage us out to wage war on the middle class. That is anybody who can be self-sufficient. As the taxation and tracking and control grids go into place, as all of this is happening, they got to slap somebody around. You're angry, you're mad. I mean, if you think if the news tells you Bush's approval rating's at 32%, it's more like 15%, okay? I mean, it's just... But if they energize the political debate every time Clinton comes out and attacks him, his approval rating goes up a few points. That's actually helping him, see? It's trying to freeze us back into our two false camps. Divide and conquer. Just basic statecraft of an empire. And so as we get raped and robbed and police stated over the next decade, there's going to be lots of politicians getting slapped around and lots of politicians going to jail, and lots of petty people like Martha Stewart who've done absolutely nothing wrong, maybe something a little unethical, and then meanwhile, people stealing trillions, you'll never even hear their names. This is how it's done. There's actual handbooks on it from 1,800 years ago, 2,000 years ago, from Rome. I mean, this has been done. Read Machiavelli's The Prince from 500 years ago. It's the same thing. They have actual handbooks. They're following it. Hillary says her two favorite books are 1984 and Machiavelli's The Prince. Why? Because she learns from those. How to control. How to operate. Paul, get into the bird flu. I mean, I get criticized, you get criticized, because, you know, 2 years ago we wouldn't say that Planet X was going to kill everybody. In fact, we said it didn't exist. Sure, there's lots of space junk out there. And see, people who, that didn't come true, but they don't care. They're still saying it happened. Or, you know, it's still going to get us, or now it's the Vulcan Comet. And you got the crowds you got people who are more than happy to sell you a magic amulet to defeat the meteorite. Or people that are more than happy to sell you storable foods to save you from Planet X. Why not buy storable foods just to be self-sufficient? For the real reason, as an insurance policy, see, the point is we don't have to be so uncredible. There's enough crazy stuff to talk about that's real. And then bird flu, I mean, they've cried wolf so many times. SARS, other killer flus, all of this, we're going to be hit by smallpox. It's going to happen. You got to take the smallpox vaccine. And now they admit the smallpox vaccine doesn't protect you. The Tamiflu pill doesn't protect you. The avian flu vaccine doesn't protect you. They admit that, but oh, we better run out and get it. It's a fad to stampede you to get the vaccine because there's something in that flu vaccine they want you to take. There was something in it last year and the year before. We have a media that gets on the news nationwide and says that it's the law that you've absolutely got to take the vaccines or you'll be arrested. There is no law. That right there proves what liars they are, Paul.
Well, that's right. In the context of the debate, whether it's a real possibility or not, top Russian politicians have come out and said it's just the latest artificial scarcity scam.
Top scientist?
Spanish agricultural minister, Spanish government basically called it, quote, science fiction. The Russians say it's partly to monopolize the poultry market. Rumsfeld, George Shultz, and top Bilderbergers like Davignon and De Vink own the major stock in Tamiflu, which is made by the Gilead company, of which Rumsfeld...
And the same crowd produces a majority of poultry. Poultry dwarfs beef. It is a multi-hundred-billion-dollar industry a year.
And Rumsfeld, you know, pressured the FDA to approve aspartame when he was chairman of GD-SIL. Then we have this article today on PrisonPlanet.com, London Telegraph. Firms threat to limit bird flu vaccine. The makers of flu vaccine yesterday threatened not to produce enough bird flu vaccine to deal with an outbreak unless ministers agreed to buy more of their products. And this is the industry group representing...
So, exactly, open blackmail, even if this thing protected you, even if it wasn't a scam, which it is a scam, still, can you imagine, we won't even let you buy as much as you want unless you buy a bunch of our other products. They should all be arrested instantly.
Well, yeah.
But don't worry, the Attorney General at the federal and state level, if they catch you charging 2 cents more on gas, they'll arrest you. But, oh, they can do this. See, where's the grand jury on that?
It's artificial scarcity, just like the oil companies got caught communicating with each other to limit their supplies, to gouge the prices. As you said, the potential of Tamiflu having a real effect in the first place is very much in doubt. It just elongates lifespan, according to other people who've looked into it. Whatever cures are available, they're talking about them in tablet format. Times reported that they'd already been handed out to the elite members of the British establishment. And when it becomes so prevalent, bird flu, in the public consciousness that comedians are making jokes about it, and it's a talking point for people who don't even watch the news or read news.
And it won't matter. They'll bring up 14 more hoaxes, and then finally one day they will release the Zykronian 12 genetic engineered death virus, and it will kill 3 billion people. But by then we'll all be herded into the compact cities with thumb scanning to leave our homes under total drone surveillance, and then they'll just use the control grid to exterminate us in a more orderly fashion. And why do I say that? Because that's their official plan.
Well, we've long predicted that pandemics and ecological disasters that are portrayed as being out of control You know, even though people were presenting weather control to technology, for example, to Lyndon B. Johnson 40 years ago, will be used as the next reason to strip our liberties. And as you said, they've cried wolf so many times with the fake terror alerts that people are starting to ignore those. So we're not saying that bird flu is the big final result of this policy, but the pandemic, any kind of pandemic, would give them all the rampant fear-mongering they need.
And by the way, folks, I don't want to hear, you know, right around Christmas or the day after Christmas, because they'll probably let the sales go through before they do this, because it's all managed. The whole economy's totally managed. You know, let's say December 27th, we hear that bird flu's popped up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and New York City, or Dallas, Texas, or maybe Toronto again. And, oh, Bush has signed the executive order. I don't want to hear that we did have the pandemic if, you know, 10 people die of the flu and they say it's bird flu and they lock down a couple cities and then say, oh, see, martial law and using federal troops, that kept you safe. Now they've set the precedent again to do that. So that'll probably happen. I mean, we're not saying, please don't send me 100 emails going, you were wrong. Look, bird flu did show up. Oh, they'll probably have a few deaths from normal flu and announce it's the end of the world. And, people sell big cases of magic cream and dance around saying it's wonderful. But, I mean, we're about facts here, folks.
Well, yeah, and they're saying that the bird flu, the avian flu virus, mixes in with common flu virus, of which, on average, what is it, 12,000 a year die. But that number can fluctuate wildly year to year, so you can just have a really bad year for standard flu deaths. And they could blame it on bird flu, because the avian flu mixes in, and it's hard to recognize, so they could play that card. The point is that they've got all the fear-mongering they need without destroying the infrastructure still required to operate an efficient police state, which maybe would not be the case if a nuke went off in Chicago or whatever. Because of the panic, they wouldn't be able to control it to the level that they like to. But the elite are all kitted out with these antiviral tablets, so they can sit back and laugh as, you know, this is inflicted on the rest of us. Which is not to say that bird flu will be the torchbearer of that scenario. It's merely introducing us to the idea of, you know, conditioning our responses.
They're just terrorizing us while they put in all the transponders and the cameras and the tracker grids, and it's just so sick. I mean, they were really concerned about, see, there's real pandemics in this country of drug-resistant TB. There's a pandemic of leprosy. There's pandemics of meningitis from all these precious illegal aliens dripping with diseases. But you'll never hear it on the news, and nothing will be done about it, and they don't even send school letters home when TB spreads all over the school. It's just kept quiet, and people are dying every day in this town from it. There's already sanitariums with people locked down in quarantine. But see, a real quarantine's kept quiet. It's just like 600-plus deaths in the first 8 years of this month, and rocket attacks and dead cops everywhere and car bombs in Dallas. The average cop doesn't even know about it. The average cop doesn't know there's a bounty on killing cops, because their cop boss didn't tell them, because they're not supposed to.
Well, yeah, it doesn't exist unless Fox News, CNN report on it. The end of the day, pardon the pun, bird flu is a Chicken Little scenario, and it's just the latest in a long line of big threats that are supposed to wipe millions of us out. I mean, top Russian biologist came out in early 2004 and said it would kill 1 billion people across the entire world, a sixth of the world's population.
Within six months,
didn't happen. Isn't going.
Oh, but he doesn't lose any credibility. It's us. We're bad because, frankly, Paul, we're always right.
Exactly.
We're evil. Just admit it. And, folks, it's not hard to be right about 99% of the time. We just know their playbook. They don't really change things, do they, Paul?
No, they play the same card every time. They just switch the people dealing the cards, as they're doing with this indictment thing. Just follow the money, see who profits from it, and they're the people who are behind it. It's a very simple formula.
But we're dealing with a population. I've seen the numbers on England. It's a little bit better, but not much. Where most high school seniors, 80%+, do not know who the vice president is. Full-grown adults cannot find Iraq on a map, over 70%. I mean, given 5 minutes, folks, they cannot find it. I mean, and again, I don't feel like I'm that smart, Paul. I'm not up here going, oh, boy, I'm smart, they're dumb. That scares me. I think of myself as stupid. But I know, I mean, I can find hundreds of countries on the map. I can tell people, you know, all about different Richter scales and hurricane scales and earthquake scales. I can tell people about the first five presidents. I can talk about the history of Texas, the history of Ohio. I can talk about, you know, the history of the British crown, the German families. I know, the history of Africa, at least the basics of the Japanese, of the Chinese. But it doesn't matter. Some yuppie who literally knows nothing will sit there and debate me, Paul.
Exactly. People give you their opinion on bird flu, even though these are the same people that don't read the news or watch the news or read alternative news. Why are they doing that? Because they've been conditioned into having a reaction to the latest scaremongering tactic.
Now, let me just explain. This is what we do. 18 hours a day. We live this, folks. We are in reality. We know what the enemy's doing. And it's very painful to watch. I mean, Paul, does it ever make you just sick to watch him giggling and snickering on TV and getting away with all this?
Well, yeah, it's the arrogance of power. It goes with any stranglehold on power, that arrogance. It will be displayed. Most people see it as confidence. Bush in a lame duck presidency, he has political capital to spend. That's just arrogance of him saying, there is the people who control him saying, we're going to ram through whatever policy we want and you can't do a thing about it.
I'm sick of it. Let's take calls. Tim in Ohio, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Jim.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
I missed the show yesterday, and I just wanted to encourage everyone, if they would, to celebrate the life of Rosa Parks. She put the R in resist, that woman, and she's one that did not back down, to go back to your last...
Well, I just mentioned Rosa Parks once yesterday, but there's an example of one person saying no. One person, one little woman. So I don't want to hear it that we got to put up with all this. We got to fight the transponders. We got to fight the toll roads. We got to fight the cancer viruses. We should get so mad when the local news says you got to take the vaccine, it's the law, when it isn't the law. They're lying.
We can all learn a lot from her life, and I would encourage everyone to celebrate.
What was she, 92, 94?
Something like that. Very, very impressive what she did and the changes that she made. Well, can we digress to back to Fitzgerald for a second? Because I really think he's an inside player in all of this.
Yeah, you think it's staged, I do too.
Yeah, because, you know, look what happened to Dr. David Kelly and Senator Paul Wellstone, you know, even going back to the father of Nick Begich.
Well, he's a Republican appointee.
They were all killed. And, you know, when you have Bush's brain is so full of holes from all the booze and the cocaine, that it's no wonder he can't think, you know, and put two sentences together. And he does need the black box in his back to get... But once again, though, I've mentioned this before. Who will take charge if resignations and our firings take place? I mean, is this going to blow up in our faces? And is the United Nations going to try to come in and insert someone? Or?
No, the whole UN gun confiscation takeover is if they need it, as Ron Paul said. See, that's plan B. There's the A team and the B team. A team wants to go slow. B team wants it now. And B team comes in. You know, they call in the B team if the A team looks like they're failing. And they may drop the B team on us. And, folks, if they go to B team, it's over. I mean, look, believe me. I mean, almost every cop I talked to that thought I was a kook 5 years ago is on our side now. People in business who are very prominent I talked to are afraid, are getting passports and buying land outside the U.S. I mean, people have finally got it. People are finally getting it. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Paul, are you finding people are waking up at a geometric level?
Well, yeah, the climate's so good that people already have a basic grasp of the issues. They just don't know the details. They just need you to fill in the blanks. It's so easy to talk to people now.
Well, there's also an instinctive understanding. I mean, it really is almost spiritual. But people deeply know something's wrong. It's like mice knowing when a hurricane's coming or an earthquake. I mean, people deep-seated know something's wrong.
Well, then there's a sizable proportion of cowards who know it's wrong but then choose to disbelieve it.
Or to even worse, grovel at its feet.
Exactly.
I mean, these fawning pomps who giggle and smirk about this, folks, this isn't funny. Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Alex, two things. One, your comments about the RFID tags and the Texas state or TxDOT pushing this. Was this for the Texas Turnpike system, or are you referring to the state inspection tags with this latest bit of news?
No, they're just going to randomly stick them in 2 million of the tags without even having a law calling it experimental when we barely beat the law this year.
Okay, so I'm familiar with the September 19th article about the Texas Turnpike. Where are you getting the info about the random insertion?
I read two more articles on it about a week ago. I don't have them in front of me. There's been a whole bunch.
Yeah, because I'd like to send it to the Austin or the Texas Toll Party. They need to know about it. If you could put it on your site, I'd appreciate it.
No, I'll try to dig that up.
Yeah, the other thing, your comment about video games and people, you know, racking up massive casualties in their minds with all these games like Doom. Half-Life 2, the video game, has a picture on their website of men in black uniforms with skeleton-like ski masks rounding up white boys and arresting them and subduing them on the streets at gunpoint.
Well, of course, men in black skull masks must kill. Stay
all
there.
Right.
I want to hear about these
all
ones.
Right.
These wonderful freedom fighters. Look, the good guys wear black skull masks. Everybody knows that.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, caller, finish up real quick about your point about the video game. I mean, every once in a while I watch the video game TV channel. It just shows video games on it. And most of them now are ripping intestines out, killing, slaughtering, SWAT teaming people, killing militia members. Now, finish up your point about the skull mask people. He's gone. I was told he was still there. I always love that. Now, caller, tell me about what you were saying. That's very good. Oh, he's gone. Okay. Paul Watson, comments on what he was just saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, what effect do these video games have? You look at the latest neurology research. They've found out that psychopaths, the part of the brain that processes shock, trauma, and violence in psychopaths, is shut off. So what does TV bombard us with? Those same images of
shock. And they've done the very same studies that with the advent of widely viewed TV and violent acts precipitously followed the graph exactly. And now with video games, we're talking thousands of times the simulated murder, but with sound effects, now they've got added shocks and pain induction with some of these games. Paul, we're talking about, well, the Army invented these for brainwashing.
Exactly. They conditioned the brain to become numb to those natural safeguards, which would...
Well, they call it reflexive shooting, switching off the thinking process.
Yeah, so TV and these video games are having the effect of turning us all into psychopaths, which is why we shouldn't watch television.
And then they have the movie that interfaces with it where you go and watch it. And these shit-faced kids of today, man, they're going to be in black uniforms kicking your door down. And I already have video of some SWAT teams now wearing devil hats. They call it, quote, for intimidation, where they're wearing horns, a hockey mask with demon faces on it. I mean, it's already begun, folks. Oh, here comes the guys dressed like Reavers from Serenity. They must be the good guys. In fact, if you go see that movie Serenity, that movie's evil, evil patriot propaganda. The Reavers are the good guys, Paul.
Well, I mean, look at the SWAT teams that descended on New Orleans. They all had, like, flaming skulls on their back. We carried the pictures.
Well, that's the good guys, though. The good guys, it's like in Road Warrior, Mad Max is the bad guy. The good guys are the people with the skulls in death. So you haven't figured this out yet, Paul. Who's up first here? Really? Because I'm not being talked to. I got my call list. We got a studio full of people, and that's causing a... I got my call list out of order. Who should I go to next? Dave, go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Paul. Great reporting. Thank you, gentlemen. Just, the ski mask guys, the SWAT guys, I guess pretty soon they'll be wearing the black satin robes lined with red like they had in the Bohemian Grove, and that'll be good, too.
Sir, there are already SWAT teams wearing devil hats.
Yeah, that's...
No, I'm not joking.
Oh, I know, sir. I know you're not joking. I just think that's...
But that's the good guys, man!
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the good guys. Yeah, they're welcome here. Very welcome. Well, listen, a real quick comment about the World Medical Center, World Medical Card. If some of the listeners want to go to www.world/medical/center.com. Let's see, the Board of Directors, World Medical Center, one of the men there, Mr. Locke, or whatever his name is, Locke Arts. Last name is Arts.
Okay, we're almost out of time.
Yep. Pharmaceutical Group, European Union. He's the former president of that. And just one more quick comment. Together we stand against the criminal, psychotic New World Order in any form that it comes.
Thank God bless you. You know, I'm sorry to other callers. That's why I was frustrated. There's a whole bunch of them here. I don't know who's next. I'm going to try to jam one more in. Who's up next? Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Able Danger, they aren't going to investigate it because they'll have to reveal this surveil, record, analyze, and control system that they already have in existence.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry to all the other callers. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. We're showing my new film, Alamo Drafthouse, tomorrow night at 7. The tickets are almost gone. Get them at Infowars.com or at the door right now. You can walk up and get them. Paul, thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks, Alex.
It's always good. Big reports coming up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars this afternoon. Take care.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.